ओम शांति। बाबा एवरी टाइम ही कम्स ही एक्सप्रेसेस हिज लव हिज फीलिंग्स हिज गुड विशेस His vision, his hopes in different ways. What is the speciality of Baba's? Baba has all powers, all specialities. When we realize this, that this expression, why we come to Baba every time, especially for our Bapdada's Milan. Murli we get there also. What is the speciality that pulls us here? What do we get extra? His love never decreases whether we are here or we are not here because He remembers all of us. He says that those who are not present here, those who are sitting far, He is seeing them as well. But being in front of Him and hearing directly versions that Baba speaks, His vibrations, His drishti, His features, face, and the conversation that takes place, that creates a very living experience, relationship, in other words. As Sakar Baba used to say to hear Murli, is second level. Here directly with Baba, it's first class, or because it's a direct Baba's expression. We are seeing Baba's expression. His expression on His face is always of contentment, of always full of love, appreciation. And yesterday He gave us the title, what? The Jewel of Contentment. Are we all contented, Jewel of Contentment? Yeah? Jewel of Contentment? What are the specialities of the Jewel of Contentment? What are the qualifications of Jewel of Contentment? How do I know? Is this a title that I have received? Have I become? Or if I want to become, how should I check that I have become a jewel of contentment? All the time, happiness is there, khushnuma, khush naseeb, cheer, face is cheerful. Okay. And it is always feeling of being very fortunate. And what else? He remains happy and distributes happiness. Uh, remains happy, distributes happiness. Now, how much happiness we distribute through our vibrations? Baba says this jewel of contentment will vibrate happiness, create the atmosphere of happiness, of joy. And vibrations are connected with the thoughts, the feelings that we have inside, no? No matter what our situations are, no matter what our problems are, Bhav says problems will remain. It is not, this is the world of problems. But a jewel of contentment remains unshakable in the time of upheaval. So, not only just remaining stable in upheaval, but create stability in upheaval. So we can create these vibrations of stability and upheaval only when inside we are stable, content. What brings discontentment? What makes us discontented? Dissatisfied. Because sanskaras, nature, expectations. Or yesterday what Baba said, he knows the sanskaras, but Baba is not dissatisfied with them. He knows the sanskaras of everyone. When we see the sanskaras, we start complaining about the sanskaras. This one is like that, that one is like that, this one is doing this, that one is doing like this. Didn't hear. So we recognize, Baba does not see the sanskaras. He knows the sanskaras are there for a long time. But he appreciates his love, recognition that he has for Baba. And so it means that what it is that we ignore this quality of each other, no? We know that all of us are present here, those who have come to Bab Dada. They are here because they have recognized Baba. And with heart they say Baba. And so if I have, Baba says that you love Baba, you love Baba, you love Brahma Baba, and so follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. So Brahma Baba wants us to follow Brahma Baba means what he likes, what he says, what Shiv Baba said. So Brahma Baba followed his instructions, Shiv Baba's instructions. And so, okay, other instructions seem very big ones, but this is very simple, no? To appreciate. And it is not imagination. that each one, those who are present with us on service, present with us ungodly family, they are here because they have recognized Baba. So it means when we see the speciality of belonging to Baba, our heart will also be connected with Baba then, and not dissatisfaction or the feeling of that person, what he does, what he is, but what his specialities are. Mind will change, the feelings will change. Dissatisfaction is because our connection and focus is on what he does not have. Or our dissatisfaction with the self is also what we do not have, what we cannot do. And Baba is appreciating what one has done, what is already somebody has achieved. This. And this achievement of belonging to Baba, all of us say, we are Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris. Of course, we are children of Shiva Baba. But to love Brahma Baba, it means to remove this, of course, many of us have satisfaction, this satisfaction as well, this deep realization that we belong to Baba. But sometimes, this question, sometimes, to follow Brahma Baba means to remove this as well. And so this is Brahma Baba's desire, and it is Shiva Baba's wish as well. What one word we need to remove from our dictionary? Sometimes. Why it is important that we should remove this word sometimes in our, not in a dictionary, in our feelings, in our behavior, in our attitude, in our character? Why it is important? Because the sometimes will not allow us what? To have the kingdom for all the time. Sometimes dissatisfaction will become an obstacle of becoming worthy to claim the sovereignty for a long time in the golden age and silver age. And also to be with Baba in the cycle. Because Baba wants this. Why he wants us to follow him? He loves us. And then to love means to be all the time in the whole cycle to be with him. To be worthy to claim the kingdom, to stay with him from the beginning till end. It means we need to have also the same characteristics, same qualities, same powers. And yesterday Baba said, the jewel, this quality of contentment has all powers in it. All powers. If we explore this one aspect, the jewel quality of contentment, the power of contentment has all powers in it. There will not be why, what, where, how. Automatically will be power to turn within. Dissatisfaction makes us extroverted. Certainly we speak with this person and speak with that person and speak with... Because when it is dissatisfaction, it is strange how we are dissatisfied with someone. And we want to get the satisfaction thinking that we are speaking to the other person and other person will fulfill my wish. Dissatisfied we are from one person. Now this power of discrimination is gone. That's, I'm dissatisfied from this one and I'm speaking to 10 other people of my dissatisfaction. So what is the result, consequence of that? My dissatisfaction is decreased, no? My power of discrimination is also gone. If I want milk, I will get milk from the milk shop, no? But I try to get from somewhere else, which does not have, which has not connection with my dissatisfaction. When dissatisfaction is there, it's everything becomes expansion, detail, going into details of, we want to prove that this situation is like this. We cannot have power to merge, power to pack up. We don't have the power to face the situation because of dissatisfaction. Just think about all these 8 powers that Baba is speaking of, that powers that he speak for Brahmins. If power of contentment is missing, power of benevolence is missing, power of good wishes is missing. And discontentment will not make us soul conscious, will become a big obstacle in bodiless stage. And so this is why what Baba said, what we need to do. We need to have 2 things. To fill ourselves with the power from the Almighty Authority at Amrit Vela. Because it is that the time the day begins, getting up at Amrit Vela and making ourselves powerful with the power of the Almighty Authority. And then during the day, while performing activities, what we have to do? Different exercises that Baba has given us in this last season, last year as well, this season. Drill of being bodiless. Drill of soul consciousness. So that kind of practice time to time, that there's no trace of body consciousness attracts us. One second exercise is actually not only one exercise, it's the realization of this 1 second of being bodiless. by being bodiless, automatically then the sense organs which see things and being may become dissatisfied. Body consciousness. In body consciousness we notice things more. Becoming extroverted. Small things are seen big. In soul consciousness, big things are seen small. Seeing but not seeing. Because in soul consciousness, third eye is opened. We are seeing with divine intellect. With the third eye. Then we are not seeing in a gross way. Seeing with any situations with three aspects of time. By knowing, by being knower of the three aspects of time. And so it is an exercise again and again of our pure attitude, making our attitude pure. Only then the vibrations that I have created through dissatisfaction, I am able to change in myself, no? Because vritti is creating vibrations. The attitude create, attitude, thoughts, they are connected with each other. Attitude, thoughts, vision, and vibrations. So this exercise again and again of being soul conscious, body less, no trace, no attraction of body consciousness, no trace of attraction of body consciousness. So in soul consciousness, then all these qualities of the soul are conscious now. In soul consciousness, this quality of love, that recognizing that this soul has found Baba and love for God. So my love for Baba and for myself will automatically change my vision, attitude for the other soul. The quality of love will see the quality of love in other soul. The quality of peace will connect me with the quality of peace of other souls. So for a long time this body consciousness, Baba says this is an obstacle. And so this realization that it's an obstacle and what Baba wants? Baba wants us to become conqueror of obstacles, destroyer of obstacles, free from obstacles. This is what Baba wants, the happy news from us. Our stage has become obstacle free. So what is body consciousness? But in this body consciousness, when this satisfaction is there, then other powers are also missing. And one or another reason becomes to make us weak. Baba wants us to become victorious. That's why he wants to make the rosary big, no? See, what is the purpose? The purpose is to become, he wants to make us a rosary. Which rosary? Obstacle-free, victorious jewels. Anyway, we are loving children, all of us are his loving children. Even the last number of the rosary, he says he loves this. And so different aspects of obstacles are due to body consciousness. No? So by being bodiless, automatically this angelic exercise that Baba said, just remember your original form, your eternal form, your angelic form. And this stage, that is when we are jewel of contentment in living form, free from obstacles, then what did Baba say? He says that people will see you living gods and goddesses. It's not the statue. So what is my worship worthy stage? Through this practice of soul consciousness, again and again, destroyer of obstacles of my own waste. Why this one is doing, why that one is doing. Here I am working on my own self. And this vision, pure feeling, pure vibrations, good wishes. So through our features, we reveal Baba. Because contentment is visible through face very easily. Contentment expresses itself very naturally through the eyes. Other qualities means you need, perhaps, it's not so quickly expressing, but contentment. You eat food, you're contented, from the face is visible. You buy something, you're contented, your face shows, features shows immediately. From this contentment is the jewel that sparkles, no? And so Baba wants us to become the jewel of contentment. It's not a question of saying that I'm satisfied, but it is being satisfied, being contented, by having the content of all the powers that this jewel of contentment has. Through features, through face, through character. We reveal Baba. As Baba says, the time through the speech is finished now. Service we have done through words. Contentment. So other will also become contented. So very important is that instant checking is needed, that it does, discontentment does not stay, it does not, roots do not become strong. This is why what Baba said. If anything is there, if any upheaval is there, Don't keep it for 2 days. Not, Baba says, don't say this is, don't say, oh, this is 2 days has happened, this thing happened. And we keep it 2 days or 2 years. If something is in our heart for many, many years, can Baba stay there? And so Baba said very clearly, make instantly if something is there, don't keep any dissatisfaction in the form of any situation, any upheaval, any problem in your heart for a long time. Remove it instantly. Get solution instantly. Clarified instantly. Why it is important that I clarify instantly? Because this is creating that heaviness, this negativity. And where these issues are there, the Baba cannot stay. Baba and issues which create dissatisfaction, these two cannot stay together. In the world, Baba says, Jahan baat hai, baat means matter, situation, issues, complaints, dissatisfaction. Baap is not there. Baap cannot be there. Can you keep, would you like to keep both in baap and baat? Means baat means this matters, problems, situations, dissatisfaction, complaints with Baba together. It will not allow us to experience Baba. And so this is why, in order to feel, so it means I am not then experiencing, I cannot experience Baba. It's not that Baba does not love us. But it is blocking this obstacle which has been there for a long period of time, blocks us to experience God's love. And so it's for my own benefit that we check that I have these all powers. I remain jewel of contentment. So somebody asked me this question, when Baba says just being jewel of contentment, it means that's it, I'm doing nothing. Okay, I am contented. I say, no, that does not mean. Baba does not mean jewel of contentment means you become effortless. Jewel of contentment is not becoming lazy or careless or just whatever it is, just sit down without any understanding. It is means just check the cause, what makes us discontented. Baba wants us to become perfect. He is giving very high aim. In order to be this jewel of contentment, He is giving us very elevated aim. So it means we continue to make effort also. He is also creating good hopes in us that this is what you will become. So contentment is whatever I have achieved, what Baba has given me, I am valuing it so much. And then when I am coming in contact with others. With knowledge, with understanding, I know their capacity. And by knowing their capacity with my own understanding, that this capacity is there, then I don't have expectations more than what other person can do. So what is contentment? That definition is also through soul consciousness become clear, through the light of soul consciousness, the definition of contentment is clarified. This realization of being the child of benevolent, merciful, loveful, the quality of contentment increases. Baba is never dissatisfied. He keeps hope. He always is encouraging us to progress. Vision is very elevated and making us become fast effort maker. So it means we don't become lazy. The contentment does not mean to become careless or lazy. Contentment means clear what I have achieved, so I hold on to it. And with that power, then I move further. Baba also appreciated the double foreigners, double effort makers. So it means contentment, but I have to make effort, fast effort. Because time is moving fast. And what is means fast effort maker? What is the meaning of fast effort maker? What Baba says, what we think, we realize, we put into practice immediately. Saying and doing is the same. Thinking and being is the same. Inside, outside is same. Honesty makes us fast effort maker. Not allowing, because dissatisfaction will become then this obstacle of waste thoughts and weak thoughts Baba is speaking about. We have so many waste thoughts, weak thoughts, that is what creates dissatisfaction. Waste and weak thoughts is the sign of dissatisfaction. And so, to love Baba means to give my heart, not in waste. What did Baba appreciate about the foreigners? What did he say? They are good in what? In self-respect. Maintaining self-respect. So Baba is satisfied or he is encouraging us? He is satisfied whatever effort we have made. They are paying good attention on the self and self-respect. The title of self-respect. So because Baba is satisfied with our efforts, and his title is a world benefactor. So this, just this one, what Baba has, so it means what children have made Baba feel, I am world father. So it means here, so our way of thinking, if it is also like this, no? With small specialities of others, great appreciation in the heart. Small speciality. Here, he is the world father anyway. But every time he comes and he says this, you have proved, you have made Baba's name glorified of being world father. But he was the world father anyway. World benefactor anyway. Because this world is world. There are not 20 worlds, it's the whole world is one world. But it is because it is what they have cooperation, it is for the world benefit that's given. That heart is open for giving cooperation for the world benefit, not only for Baba. But for Baba's yagya. Baba was yesterday was appreciating the cooperation that double foreigners give in Baba's yagya. And that's why he said he only not only just here knows the love you have, he hears the stories of with how much love you collect money, you save money. You make effort to come here. The stories, means the stories, not other stories he was speaking about. The stories of making effort to come to Madhuban. The stories of saving to support Baba's yagya and creating fortune. So what is it? It's appreciation. It means how Baba appreciates, which is for us, it's normal, we are here. It's our duty to support yagya. Otherwise we know karmic account. Why should we take then all the time taking and not giving? But this is what it is, how he is... He is showing, Brahma Baba is showing, Shiv Baba is showing, follow Father. Baba sacrifices himself to the children. You sacrifice yourself to Baba. Sacrifice, no, on what? Sacrifice what Baba says. Do it with honesty and love. That is called being a sacrifice. Be obedient, you follow it with faith, with love. You hold Baba's hand, the hand of Shrimat. It's the so he's expressing his satisfaction, the quality of love that the children have. Baba's children are cooperative children. But he wants to make us more effort. Not only just less, so this is satisfaction, at the same time hope. That's love. That's good wishes. And if we want to become, we want to follow him, we also become, have to become like him then. This, Baba says, it is not the question of word, it is what Baba says, there is power in it. It's not only just directions. So when love, relationship with Baba is increased, then whatever direction he gives, what Shrimat he gives, we hold his hand, we follow his directions, then that power, because I'm following his directions, brings satisfaction in us. then words become powerful. Because Baba's good wishes, Baba's love, Baba's blessings are filled in it. And now is this time that we become jewel, Baba's garland, Baba's loving children. Opportunity is there. So yesterday when Baba said, don't think that it's only 108, number is only 108, and that will be only, 108 will become the garland, the jewel of victory, a rosary. So I thought, not only just the garland of victory, rosary, but not becoming just a strand of in the garland, but would like to see that Baba makes us a necklace. A necklace means not only one round, the second, third, three, four. So it means all this, the eight dynasty that is creating. It means eight kingdom that, and the victorious jewels for eight birth. Our golden age kingdom, no? When it is a strand, it is also like decoration. That's like a decoration. Do you want to become just only decoration or really the garland around Baba's neck? Baba says, Madhuban loves you, family loves you, Baba loves you, you are decoration of Madhuban, this is Brahmin says. Of course we are decoration, we are jewelry, but then we are Baba's victorious jewel garland around Baba's neck, seated on Baba's heart throne. What is the meaning of garland around his neck? Seated on Baba's heart throne. And who becomes seated on Baba's heart throne? Obedient and faithful. Obedient children, faithful children. And just being obedient to whatever direction is given, the soul is able to put into action, that brings inner happiness. And then happiness we can distribute. What happiness we have, only then we can distribute happiness. No? Remain happy, distribute happiness. Share happiness with others. Making them Baba's children. And Baba says, as many, okay, service you do, you bring them in contact. They are very good souls, VIP souls or special souls. Okay, they also come to meet Baba. But what should be the level so that their happiness also increases? That they come to claim their inheritance. So our happiness also increases when then this satisfaction, deep inner feeling in us is that we are Baba's heir children. Not only just children, Baba's heir children, worthy children. The one who claim inheritance from Baba. Full inheritance. And for that we need to make full effort. For that we need to pay full attention. So how to do this exercise every time? Bodiless stage. Do we need to make timetable or it's a attention again and again? Whatever action we are doing, like Brahma Baba did, no? Follow Brahma Baba. So this was also Brahma Baba's step. There is a book actually, Footsteps of Brahma Baba. But this one was Brahma Baba's, the beginning effort that he made, the first step he took of making this exercise of following the footstep of Brahma Baba. He made this exercise to be, I am a soul, and seeing others' bodily relations as them souls. Not the form, not the name, not a relation. Baba's daughter, his name was Nirmal Shanta Dadi, Nirmal Shanta, her name was Palu. Palu is a soul. Palu is a soul. His son Narayan was Narayan is a soul. So whoever we are meeting, like today Baba said, even if you are seeing the sister, this is also form of the body. You see, in this subtle exercise is not needed just only after 1 hour or 2 hours. It's a constant attention. Constant checking. Constant attention. But starting from the Amrit Vela. So then power of being full in soul conscious, being bodiless, means full in godly qualities. Bodiless stage is light, and then automatically this light, the aura of light creates, so it becomes angelic stage. Angelic stage is light and lightness. Is not attracted towards the trace of body. There should no attraction of body consciousness or traces of body. So it means this angelic consciousness, not only seeing this light, but other around each other, we see this aura of light. We see with that vision. Then in this consciousness only what will be? The qualities will be connecting, the qualities. So deity exercise will automatically, the divine exercise that Baba has given of deity form, that will emerge. By being soul and an angelic form. From angelic form, then there is not a bondage of the body. There's not influence of weakness of each other. It's only the connection and communication is with the qualities and which make us deities. And so then being this exercise throughout this whole day, while we are in Madhuban, short time, but can make very powerful exercise this, so that when we are outside, as Baba many times says, when you go out, they don't see the old one, they see you the new one, they see you the different one, so the body of light. So this time taking this blessing from Baba, that not what we were old when we came, when we left the place, from our own cities, from our place, but going with godly power of contentment, because this is wealth, this is jewel, this is power, this is the method of victory, this is Baba's directions. Om Shanti.